Leman diyoma ad aim habonim semecha. Our girsa that says what? Veshama says, you say and told, aim habonim semecha means sova haleluka resh pirka. That this word haleluka is the beginning of Vesais Yisrael. In Tilim it should be haleluka Vesais Yisrael. That's the way he holds. Leman diyoma ad Vesais Yisrael. The man Yom that says no, Beshamay says we say up until Tzayis Yisrael means including Hallelujah the way we have it. Sover Hallelujah say Pirka, but the Pesuk Meshivi Akeras Abayis Eim Abonim Semecha Hallelujah. The Hallelujah is the end of this last kapitel the way we say it. So Chur, that's this Machlekes. Like the Machlekes says, Beshamay says you say the first kapitel. Do you say only until Eim Abonim Semecha period? Because Hallelujah is part of the next kapitel, or do you say no Hallelujah also because that's part of the first one up until Tzayis Yisrael? So that's the machloket tanoim here. Tomorrow says no. Rav Chisda matars l'taimen. Rav Chisda will answer according to his way of learning that the kula yalma savri haleluka soif pirka. Everybody holds that haleluka is the end of this first kapitel, the way we say it. That ain abodim semech haleluka. The man di yomad b'tzeis Yisrael shaper. That gears is very good. The Shammai says you say up until b'tzeis Yisrael means including haleluka. We also say, Abu. But the other Gersa that said Beshami only says the first kapitel ad eim abarim semecha ad the yad bichlal. There's really no machlokes. He's also made the yad to say haleluka. No, just saying ad, including haleluka also. For the Gemara, that's a shver teres though. The name of ad haleluka. If that's what he meant to say, ad eim abarim semecha up until there means including haleluka. So he should have said better. He should have said ad haleluka. That's what he should have said. And then I would say it's including Haluka also. Since he only says Ad, Eim Abonim Semech L'churitz Mashma, that's the end of the kapitel, and Haluka is the beginning of the next kapitel. For the Gemara, the Chit Taim, if you would tell, maybe you would say like this, T'layadinon Hai Haluka. If it would have just said Ad Haluka, I wouldn't know to which Haluka it means. Maybe it means until the end of Hashem Zochen Yivorach, Yivorach is Beis Yisrael, it also went there, V'anach Nivorach Kom, Yavtov Yadalom Haluka. So maybe it means that Haluka. That's why I couldn't just say Ad Haluka, but I had to say Ad Eim Abonim Semecha to mean the end of the first kapitel. But he also, Zichah means Haluka also. For the Gemara name, he should have said this, the name of Haluka shall Eim Abonim Semecha. He should have said, you say Ad Haluka of Eim Abonim Semecha. That's what he should have said. So where it says Kasha? It's like a little bit of a Kasha according to Rav Chisda. But it's not a real Tiyufta in Rav Chisda, because Rav Chisda is right, that Avada Haluka goes on the Pasha before. Why didn't he say it? Because if he would have just said Ad Haluka, I would think maybe another kapitel later. I let him say Haluka Shleim Abonim Semecha, maybe that's too long to say it. So Gemara asked a fair question, but it's not a Tiyufta, you're not up to Shlagim of Chizda. But that's what Chizda learns, that Haluka goes on the Pasuk, the Pasha before. Rabba Barafunim Atarasatami, he answered the way he learns, that the Kula Yal and everybody holds Haluka Reish Pirkun. No, Haluka is the beginning of the new parak. Haleluka, b'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim, we should say it. So, man diyoma ad eim habonim semecha shapir. The one that says, according to Beis Shammai, you only say the first kapitel, ad eim habonim semecha, it's very good, because that's where the kapitel ends. The word haleluka is the beginning of the next kapitel, and according to Beis Shammai, you only have to say the first kapitel, so it's good. No, o man diyoma ad b'tzeis Yisrael, but it's shver, man even says, Beis Shammai says you say up until b'tzeis Yisrael. But why do you have to say Haluka? According to Rabba, Haluka is from the first Pasha. And Haluka is first and the second one. Haluka is from Matthias Yisrael. So why do you have to say it? Savri holds like this, Ad V'layad V'chlau. It means Ad V'tzeis Yisrael, but not including. So it's not including Haluka either. For the Gemara, Arbezoi V'neima Ad Haluka. He should have said that. He should have said, you say up until Ad Haluka. And then you can tell me, Haluka is not included. Yechitain, if you'll tell me, to lo yadinan, hi haleluka. If he would have just said ad haleluka, I wouldn't know to which one. Maybe for the next one, Hashem tcharon yivorach. Maybe there, vanach nevorach tom, yatar ben alom, haleluka, maybe there is going on. So maybe that's why you had to say, b'tzeis Yisrael. The name of Fatimah, no, he should have said better. Ad haleluka, Hashem b'tzeis Yisrael. He should have said up until the haleluka of b'tzeis Yisrael. As according to Rabba Bar Rav Huna, the kapitel starts off with haleluka b'tzeis Yisrael. So Tana should have said, up until Haluka b'tzeis Yisrael. Markash, let's talk a little b'kasha. Tana Tiyuftu again, because he didn't want to say so long of Ad Haluka b'tzeis Yisrael. He'd rather just say Ad b'tzeis Yisrael. Why didn't he say the word Haluka alone? Because you wouldn't know which Haluka. But to say these three words, that's too much already. Therefore, he'd rather just say Ad b'tzeis Yisrael, and that's enough. So So it's a little of a kasha, but not a tiyufta. The way we hold is, we hold like Rav Chisda, that Halleluka is the end of the last parsha. Like we have it. Eim abonim semecha, Halleluka. Then the Mishnah says, v'choysim begula. He's Pesach by night by the Agoda. After we say this first two kapitlach of Hallel, according to Beis Hillel, then we make a bracha. We say, Goal Yisrael. V'choysim begula. Omar Rabba. So Rabba says, Kriyashma v'Hallel, when we say Kriyashma, the Birchas of Kriyashma, the bracha achrona we say by Marav and by the morning, Goal Yisrael. Who are then by Hallel? By Pesach and Arab, we have to say the bracha, Goal Yisrael. The Nusach is Goal Yisrael. That's the way we're supposed to say it, the way we say it. Before Shmanetzri, we say, Goal Yisrael. The Rishpam says, Kriyashma, Birchas Gula Sha'acha Kriyashma. Not that we say the bracha, the last bracha after the bracha after Kriyashma, Goal Yisrael, the Nusach is Goal Yisrael. Who are then Bahalo? Shalarvei Psochim, Shechaisim Goal Yisrael Krebekiva, the Masnitin, Shemesapa Meshabech Al Gulas Yisrael Shavro. The title of Goal Yisrael is we're giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He already made the Gula, that He took us out of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's His Lashon Goal Yisrael, your Lashon Ovar. It happened already. That You took us out of Mitzrayim. That's what we say by right before Shemoneh Esrei, and that's the Sprocha Pesach Bonai, Goal Yisrael. What about Tetzlusa? Well, we say in Shemoneh Esrei, the Bracha of Goal Yisrael, we say Reino Vanyenu, say Goal Yisrael, Bracha to Hashem. Here we say Goal Yisrael. We don't say Goal Yisrael, we say Goal Yisrael, Loshen Osid. So tomorrow, Letzlusa in Davening, we say Goal Yisrael. So Rashbam said, the Slusa Goal Yisrael, Shonu Mespal Lamal Osid. Goal Yisrael means Hashem will redeem Klal Yisrael. Asi Moshe Mashiach. We're Mespal for the future. Tomorrow says, my time, why? The Rachmeninu. Because davening is Rachmanus, we're asking from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we're asking Kodesh Baruch Hu, please, like, bring the Gula Shleim already. It passed the daven for the future. Mashenkin Halal and Goal Yisrael, that's about the Shvach, with Tam praising the Kodesh Baruch Hu, what he already did to us. Omar Rebbe Zeira, the Kiddusha, when we say Kiddush by every Friday night, Kiddush, we say Loshen Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvoysov, v'tzivonu. We say Kiddushanu like he was already Mikadoshos. Tetzlusa, how do we say the Nusach in Shemoneh Esrei by Friday night, by Shabbos, or any Tefillah of Shabbos, we say Kaddishenu b'mitzvoysecha. A Loshen Osir Hashem should be Mikadoshos doing his mitzvahs. His Kiddush, we say, Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvoysav. He was already, he did it already. He already gave us Kiddusha. And in Dan Shemoneh Esrei by Shabbos, we say, Kaddishenu b'mitzvoysecha. You should give us Kiddusha. My time, again, the same thing, the Rachmaninu. Like in Shemoneh Esrei, we're asking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So pass the Davman to Hashem, Hashem, please give us more Kiddusha-like. So Rashbam, the Kiddusha, the Kiddushanu, Toidohi al-Shavar. It's time thanking Hashem in Kiddush that He already gave us Kiddusha. Tetzlusa, we say Kaddishenu. Lefishanu Oimrim, Oisa Biemsa Tvila, Royally Oimrim B'Loshem Bakosha. If I have to say a Loshem Bakosha, even though usually on Shabbos we don't ask for Bakoshas, but by says here it passed, since we're saying anyway Kaddishenu B'mitzvasechem, it passed already to say Loshin Kaddishenu, Loshin Osit. Right. Omer Rabacha Bar Yaakov. V'tzorech she'yaskir yitzias Mitzrayim b'kiddush hayoyim. Halacha, that when you make Kiddush Friday night and Shabbos, in Kiddush you have to mention zechel yitzias Mitzrayim. You have to mention yitzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. Why? K'siv hochagot says here, l'man tiskiros yem tzeschem yitzias Mitzrayim. You have to remember yitzias Mitzrayim. Or k'siv hosom, it says by the apostle, we learn how to make Kiddush, zochor es yem ha-shabbos ha-kaddushoy. So it's a gzeira shava. That just like by Shabbos, there's a mitzvah essay, to remember Shabbos means to make Kiddush. So the Gzeirah Shavah, that when you make Kiddush, you also have to mention the pasuk before that says, L'man tizkru asyem seischam. You have to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. Zoy held Rabacha by Yaakov. So Shbam says like this, Tzorech sheyaski Yetzias Mitzrayim b'kiddush hayoyim. Bein b'kois, when you make Kiddush on the kois of Yayin. Bein b'tfilah, what you say it in tfilah. Shel Shabbos, the Gzeirah Shavah. It's by Shabbos is a Gzeirah Shavah here, the Pesach. Another Yom Tovim, you learn it out from Pesach. Just like the Pesach is in of Zechat Yetz Mitzrayim, who had another Yom Tovim also. But I call upon them by Shabbos, they have this Zerus HaShavam, that you're supposed to mention in Kiddush, Zechal Yetz Mitzrayim. Now the Rashbam has the Girsa says, Bein B'Tfilah. And davening also Shmonesrei, vice versa, in the Rashban Shmonesrei, by Friday night, he also had someplace Zecher Tzias Mitzrayim. And our tefillah, we don't have it. And our davening, and our Shmonesrei, we don't mention anything about Zecher Tzias Mitzrayim. We're going to talk about Vayichulu, about my Bereshis, and then we said Nuchasen, Sanachim Tzorcher, Sanachim Tzorcher, but we don't mention anything about Tzias Mitzrayim. So in the Sant Mashma, the Rashban had, and then Nusach Tefillah, they did say it. Now this is a big shaila, a big tumulia that Chareinim asked upon the Mogen Avraham Shita. The famous Mogen Avraham Shita that holds that when we daven Shmon Esrei in Shul, we yotze mitzvahs Kiddush Midiraisa. Because he learns that Kiddush Midiraisa, the apostle just says, Zochras Yom HaShabbos, you have to speak out, say, Mekadesh, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. You're speaking about Kedushas HaShabbos, that's the key of the mitzvah Kiddush. That's that we have to have a kais, make it all a kais, that's only Midirabonin. That's an asmachtu, he says, Zachrei, while a yayin, you're supposed to make kiddush al hayayin. That's only midirabonin. Midiraisi, you don't have to use yayin. Midiraisi is enough just I'm speaking out kiddush. So the Mogen Avraham says, when you daven in shul, you're mekayim mitzvahs kiddush midiraisam. Therefore, he says, Chaps naf gemino, that lu yitzu, you come home, and you want to be mitzvah the other people that didn't daven yet, the wife, it's a problem a little bit then. Because they have a chiv midiraisa, and you already were mekani mitzvah midiraisa. But as arvus, it would be good. Chaps naf gemino once say, a child, he once say, that if a child could make kiddush for his father, if his father already davened in shul. Because his father davened in shul, then he did already the mitzvah midiraisa of kiddush. When he comes home to make kiddush, halakoy zonim with the rabbonim. So in the rabbonim, if you have a son that's a gila chinuch, your son tibi mitzvah you. That's the way the Magen Avraham holds. So the Achrayim asked the Kasha, the Magen Avraham, from this Gemara, that here Rabba Bar Shailis, it's only by Kiddush that we mention Yisias Mitzrayim, but in Shemon Esrei we don't mention Yisias Mitzrayim. So if you were just on davening Shemon Esrei, you would not be yotze the mitzvahs Esrei in the rites of Kiddush. Okay, you have to mention Yisias Mitzrayim also. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah wants to tell in the Bria Locha, that Mistama Vastam davening, you're not mekayim mitzvahs Kiddush. It's still called Yimachuyim Midiraisa, and Yimachayim Yimitzvahs Kiddush when you come home. He asked another question there on the Magen Avraham, that we hold Midiraisa mitzvah Srichas Kavona. You only mekayim the mitzvah if you have Kavona to do the mitzvah. And usually most people, when you daven Shemon Esrei, you're not mechavon to mekayim mitzvahs Kiddush. Like everybody knows he's going to go home to make Kiddush later, and it's a big union to make Kiddush ala yayin. So everybody thinks that later I'll be yotze mitzvah kiddush, not now. So hurry, you don't have kavanah to be yotze the mitzvah. All right. So call upon him. Let the Rashbam though will be good though. Rashbam says his gears was even in tefillah also they used to say it's yes mitzrayim. But according to our pshat the chura, we wouldn't be yotze kiddush in tefillah. Not only when we say alakos when we mention it's yes mitzrayim. I mean, the other way out is maybe to say this gemar gufa is only nesmachta here. It doesn't mean the mitzvah the iraisa. Midirabonin, you have to mention yisias mitzrayim in kiddush. But this maybe is only nesmachta. Maybe midiraisa, you mekayim mitzvah kiddush without mentioning yisias mitzrayim. Therefore, it would be good in Shemon Esrei and davening, you could be mekayim the mitzvah the iraisa of kiddush. Also, maybe you could say is that for this Indian to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's enough like when we daven Mariv, we already said Kriya Shema. We already said Yitzias Mitzrayim. So you don't have to Mariv say it during Kiddush. If you say Yitzias Mitzrayim right before Kiddush, maybe that's also enough for here. But our Pipashas, though, our Ika Mitzvah Kiddush is, Vashas, we say the Alakos, and there we do mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. Right. Omar Rabba Bashayla, Ditzlusa. In davening, we say Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. That's the way we end off the bracha. And Shemon Esrei, Rav Masmiach Keren Yeshua. The Aftarta, when we make the Aftara, there we say Mogein David. We don't say Loshem Masmiach Keren Yeshua, but we say Loshem the Aftara, Baruch Hashem, Mogein David. So the Rashbam. The Aftarta means B'mesech the Seferim Tanyalu, the Brichas the Aftara. Or Meforesh the Mogein David Oimer. We say Mogein David. Or with Lusa, Shaykh Leimetzvei Masmiach Keren Yeshua. Mishum derachim eninu v'yonam avakshin sheyatzmiach keren yeshua yisrael. As in Shemon Esrei, when we say matzmiach keren yeshua, it's like a bakosha. We're asking for Hashem, please, like, give us the yeshua ready. Let us sprout out already. Mashenkin, by the afterer, we're not saying a bakosha there. We're still giving back shvach v'edor that mogin dovid. Hashem was the shield for David Melech. Right. Plus it says v'yasis lecho shem gadol k'shem agdolim. Plus it in Shmuel Beis. That Nosen Anovi said this to David HaMelech. That Rashbam says, Nosen Anovi Oymel HaDavid Kein, Mepi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shekashem Shechoismim b'mogin Avrom, Choismim b'mogin David. The same way by Shmonesre we end off the first bracha, Mogin Avrom. So here the Nosim was telling David HaMelech that Yosis Lecha Shem Godol Kishem Avdolim. I'm going to make you a great name, the same way we made a great name for Avram Avinu. Now, just like by Avram Avinu, we say Mogin Avram. Who then there is going to be a bracha that ends off Bracha to Hashem Mogin David, which we say by the Haftarah on Shabbos. So Maratani Tani Rabbi Yosef Zel Shem Mogin David. That's this bracha we say Mogin David. That's what Nostin Hanavi told David HaMelech, that there's going to be a bracha ending off with your name. Yeah. Vaitam Amar Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish. The pasuk says V'yes Chol Goy Godol. Says by Avram Avinu, I'll make you for a great name. Zel Shem Melechei Avram. In Shemone Esrei we always start off with Melechei Avram. V'yavorechecha Zel Shem Melechei Yitzchak. Hashem will give Avram a bracha that goes on his son Yitzchak. Will say Elokei Yitzchak. V'yagadlo Shemecha. I'll make your name great. Zel Shem Melechei Yaakov. We say also Elokei Yaakov. Yochel, I would think Yechaisu Mekulam. When we end off the bracha, bracha to Hashem, Mogein Avram Yitzchak V'yaakov. Talmud Leima, the pasuk says no. V'yeh bracha. That b'cho chaisman, for you there'll be a bracha. Only by you we chaisman. Bracha to Hashem, Mogein Avram, we say. V'yein chaisman Mekulam. But we don't say Mogein Avram Yitzchak V'yaakov. Omar Rova. Ashkertinu l'sabit Pumperisa. I found the old people of Pumperisa. So Spam says that's Rav Yehuda, Rav Ina, the site of Perek Rishon and Sanhedrin. They were called the Sabbath of Pumperisa. The Yasmi, they were sitting down on Karma, they were saying like this, the Shabbatom on Shabbos, Bein B'tzlusa, Zayin Shemon Esrei of Shabbos, how do we end off the Bracha? Bein B'kiddusha, how do we end off by Kiddush, by Shabbos, the same Nusach? Bracha to Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. That's what we say. That's what we hold in Halacha. In Shemon Esrei we say Mekadesh HaShabbos, and in Kiddush we end off Mekadesh HaShabbos. V'yoy Matoiva, Mashenken and Yomtiv, Bein B'tzlusa, Bein B'kiddusha, Zay when we say the Shemon Esrei and Yomtiv, when we say Kiddush on Yomtiv, we say Mekadesh Yisrael V'yazmanim. That's the Nusach we say. We don't say Mekadesh HaYomtiv, we say Mekadesh Yisrael V'yazmanim. So the Rashbam here, B'Shabbateh, B'Shabbat Yom Hashem Shabbos. But it means here, Shabbos alone, and the Yomtiv by itself. So that's what Rava found the Sabbath of Pumperisa saying. V'yaminu lehu ano, now Rava said, I myself had heard Ad Rabba, just the opposite way. That it's loose in Shimon Esrei, Bein b'Shabbato, on Shabbos, Bein b'Yom Tov, on Yom Tov, you should say a Lashon, Mekadesh Yisrael. That should be the Lashon even by Yom Tov also. We should say Mekadesh Yisrael in Shimon Esrei, in Davening. The Kiddusha, when we want to make Kiddush though, the Shabbat, I understand to say Mekadesh Shabbos, that's good. B'Yom Tov, but on Yom Tov, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Yazmanim. That's what I would say. Because the only time we say this Lashon of Mekadesh Yisrael v'Yazmanim is only by Kiddush on Yom Tov. Mashenken Shimon Esrei of Yom Tov, I would also just say Mekadesh. Mekadesh what? Mekadesh Yisrael, we say, right? I would always say Mekadesh Yisrael, right? Not Mekadesh Shabbos, just Mekadesh Yisrael. So Mar says like this now, the Ano Eima, and I will tell you time of the deed, the reason why I hold, the time of the Tchun, I'll tell you over the Tama, that's the reasoning for Sabbath of Pumperisa. Time of the Tchun, what's the reasoning for them? Shabbos, the Kviya V'Kaimah, Shabbos always comes, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Sheshesh and made Breshesh, there's 7 days, there's Shabbos, every seventh day is always Shabbos. You don't need Klai, so you don't need the Bezdin to Mekadesh to Chodesh for Shabbos. Shabbos always comes. Therefore, Bein B'Tzlusa, Bein B'Kedusha, Zayin Shimon Esrei, Zayin Kiddush, we say Mekadesh to Shabbos. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekadesh to Shabbos. We don't need Bezdin to Mekadesh to Shabbos. Rishbam says, Mishesh Yishmei Breshes, V'yeinu Tluya B'Kviyas HaChodesh. Shabbos is not told in the day of the month. Therefore, it's not told in Bezdin, we stand to say Mekadesh to Shabbos. Ma'ashen Ken Yoy Metoyva Yom Tiv, the Yisrael who dikfilei, it's totally in Bezdin. Klai Yisrael has to be mekadesh to chodesh. The kamavri yarchei, the kavur l'shoni. They make sometime an ibiyor. They make an extra month, an extra day. They're mekadesh to chodesh. Therefore, you need the Bezdin to mekadesh to chodesh to make the yomtiv. And therefore, the svara say mekadesh Yisrael v'yazmanim. Both in kiddush and in shemone esrei, like we do, we say mekadesh Yisrael v'yazmanim. That's the svara of sabbe de pumperisa. That's the way we do. Now, time of the D, the Rav is saying, what's my reasoning? I hold like this. Slusa, same Shmon Esrei, Dibarabim, everybody davens in Shul Barabim, is Isa Mekadesh Yisrael. Same Mekadesh Yisrael. The Babas Barabim, that's Rashbam. The Rab Isa, Mishem Kovad Rabim Moimer, Mekadesh Yisrael. As Kovad Rabim, same Mekadesh Yisrael. Mashenkin Kiddush, by saying Kiddush, Dibiyachad Isa, everybody makes Kiddush in the house privately, is Beshabbos Mekadesh Shabbos. You don't have to mention Yisrael, just mention Mekadesh Shabbos. B'yomtiv, on yomtiv, Mekadesh Yisrael v'yazmanim. That's what I would say. For the Gemara of Eloi, it's not that way. Slutza b'yochid mileisa. I mean, who says every time you daven b'minyin? Sometimes you don't have a minyin, you daven by yourself. The kiddush b'rabim mileisa. Sometimes you have a big sud, a lot of people over, and you have a lot of people by the kiddush. So you can't say a cloud that davening is always b'rabim and kiddush is always b'yochid. For Rava sub Rava holds, zil b'asikah, but zil b'asim mainly. It means most of the times. Most of the times you daven in shul b'rabim, so then you have a rabbin, the tzibur, for some reason he holds an Indian saying Mekadesh Yisrael, and usually kiddush is b'yachid private in the house, so you say then Mekadesh HaShabbos. Ule ba'rav noches kaim the rava, he went in front of the rava, he went down in front of rava, he was a shliach tzibur in rava shul, Omar, and he said, kisaba de pupadisa, I hold like the saba de pupadisa, v'loyam alay v'loyamidi, and rava did not answer anything back to him. Alma we see hodebe rava, that Rava was chayzen. Rava is also moided to do the way we do it, like Sabbath the Pumperisa, that we say Mekadesh HaShabbos by Shabbos, and by Yontif we say Mekadesh Yisrael v'Yazmanim. Rav Nosin Avua the Rav Huna, Brei the Rav Nosin is Noches Kaim the Rav Papa. He went down also in front of Rav Papa. Omri said Kisaba the Pumperisa, like I hold like Sabbath the Pumperisa, the Gang to say Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Shabchu, and they gave him v'Shabchu Rav Papa. And the Pachuk gave him a shvach, Mashmi also holds like that. That's the way we should do. Amar Ravina, Anoyik Loyle Sura. I went down to the place Sura, Kaimed Mreima, in front of Mreima, Venochis Kaimed Shlucha the Tiburai, and in front of Mreima, his Shliach Tibur, went to Davin for the Yomid, the Yomer, and he said, Kisaba the Pumbadisa, that I hold like Sabbath the Pumbadisa. That we Mishaska like Kuliyama, and everybody made him quiet. Nor is there they held not like that. There they held like Rava. That on Shabbos in Shemon Esrei, he's supposed to say, Mekadesh Yisrael. Amalhu, Amreim, he answered back to him and said, no, Shavku, leave them alone. Hilchaso kesavad debubadisa. That's the halacha, the way they're saying. Lehevi mishaskele, and they didn't stop them anymore. In other words, the halacha is kesavad debubadisa. Like we do. That on Shabbos, we say both times in Kiddush and Shemon Esrei, Mekadesh HaShabbos, and Yom Tov, we say both times Shemon Esrei and Kiddush, Mekadesh Yisrael, v'yazmanim. Because Yom Tov is told them the Kfiyas Yarchov Bezdin, when the Mekadesh HaChodesh. Mozguloi koishlishi. Now, after you have the suda, you take the third kois. You mozg, again, you dilute the wine and water. Mivorech al mazoyne, and you bench on the mazon that you ate. Then revi, the fourth kois, after benching, you fill up the fourth kois. Goymer olav as a halo, on that we say halo. V'yaymer olav brichas ashir. And we say the brichas ashir, we'll soon see what we say. Nishmas and haluka, we say at the end. We say the brichas ashir on the fourth kois. Sotu Hashbam, Birchas Hashir Begorma Farashir. Bein HaKaisis Halolu, in between these Kaisis, Im Reitza Lishtois Yishter. If you want to, you can have another cup of wine in between. So Hashbam says it means Bein HaKaisis Halolu, means Bein Shnayim HaRishonim L'Shnayim HaChreinim. In between the first two and the last two, that's treated in the middle of the meal, Im Reitza Lishtois Yishter. If you want to drink, you're allowed to drink wine. And Mikra Dimwiyod, even after the first Kais also, if you want to drink, you could drink. It's only a question, like we spoke out, that today we're not rather than drinking, we didn't have das, so we'll have to make another bracha, then it's not kedai, it's nearer kamaisa malakaisis. But if you don't have to make another bracha, you would be allowed to drink another kais in between. But for sure, during the meal, you're allowed to have another kais. So the Mishnah, ben shlishi l'revi'i lo yishta, but between after the third kais, after benching, and the fourth kais in between that, you're not allowed to have a kais in between. Zot Rashbam, Matsasi b'gemoros Yisham, and Yisham explains why not, Lomula Yishta, Kadesh La Yishtaki, you shouldn't become shikr. Tisule Moslem Eimer Halo. If you get shikr then, you won't be able to say halo. Lomazoya Porachosim, Veloy Klamer Shukaru. He already drank him already three kaises. Oh, he said he could drink a lot of wine in the middle of the meal. So he's shikr ready. If you're afraid he'll get shikr ready, so he's shikr ready. Sheshosik Kvar Harbe, Bisudasa, he drank a lot in the Suda. If this guy wants to drink more after the third kais, right, the guy likes a lot of wine, and the time he drank a lot of kais in the middle of the meal. So Moshe, if you're afraid to become shikri, shikri ready. No, in the middle of your suda, the wine doesn't harm you. Shalachra mozim mishakas. Only the one after the suda that maybe will make you shikka. Who are the name of the yain shnaf neyab mozim mishakas? Who are the wine you have before the meal also doesn't make you shikka. V'yimrotzel lishto has been reached in l'shein yishta. Therefore, between the first curse and the second curse, you are also allowed to drink extra wine if you want to. So lemamaya tana ela ben gimel adalim. The only thing you're not allowed to is only ben gimel adalim. That's after the meal, and then the Yerushalmi says, the Metzius says, wine after a meal, that could make you shikur. So therefore we don't want you to drink in between the third and fourth cup, that you should be able to say Hallel and say the Brichas Hashir. Marom Alei Rav Chonin L'Rova. So Rav Chonin told Rava, Shema Mina, from now Mishnah, we have a Raya that Brichas Hamos into the Kais. So whenever we bench, we have to use a Kais, you have to base a Brichas Hamos in the Kais, or Yayin. Like here, the third kais, why do we have the third kais here? Because we're benching. That's master, because of the brichas hamazon, that's why you have to have a kais. So Shbam speaks out. So the mesechta brachas lemasti bedya, there's no real mishnah there in brachas, the tuna kais. Ela medyuka shamin le, so machlaikis there will make a diyak if you need it. The yama breish pirkin, shamat mino meho mastisin timna, shmamina brichas mazon tuna kais. Leiman am the mastisin shamin le. Now, so mesechta brachas, you don't have any raya. So the kashri is the chur, let's have a raya for now Mishnah right here. That you see you have a third kais on the Birchas HaMozen. So it's a raya, you have to bench with the kais. On Malay, he answered back, could be no. For now Mishnah, there'll be no raya to this cloud. Arbo kosi tikna rabonin. I tell you, the new takona, you have to have dalal kaisis, Pesach by night. Derech Eris. The rabonin wants you to have four kaisis and to drink it, all of them derech Eris. A free person, like we said, derech HaSeba, you have to drink it lying down on the left side. Kol chad v'chad never be mitzvah, and every one of them is its own mitzvah. Like we say, the dal l'shoyne shagula, for it says to be galti, the tzalt v'kachti, for the dal l'shoyne shagula, to rabbonu umasaki and dal l'kaisis. So it's not a raya from here. Brichas HaMozen needs a kais. Maybe the whole year when you bench, maybe you don't need a kais. Only face of b'night you need a kais, because it's a new mitzvah to have dal l'kaisis. But the revi goyim rolav esahalo v'yom olav brichas hashir. On the fourth kais, we finish saying hello, and then we say the new bracha, Birchas Hashir. For the Gemara, my Birchas Hashir, what is this last bracha we say?